This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Sharit Abdullah and Julian Ng, who has decided to grace us with his presence. Welcome back to studios, Julian.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you guys.
Indeed. Now, it is 7 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday the 4th of September, and US stocks retreated yesterday after the US launched a new round of tariffs on Chinese goods over the weekend, with China retaliating with new levies of its own. And also a key gauge of the US manufacturing sector has signaled the first contraction in activity in 3 years.
That's right. The Dow Jones fell quite sharply by 1% yesterday. So did the S&P 500, but by a small amount of 0.7%. NASDAQ fell 1.1%.
So over in Asia, the benchmark indices performance was mixed. We saw Japan inched up 0.02%. Shanghai rose 0.2%. Hong Kong down 0.4%. South Korea fell 0.2%. And Malaysia, KLCI finished 1.3% lower after broad-based selling across the board. Ringgit was at 4.20 ringgit to the USD.
Yeah, so that's the weakest point of this year. Now, on the line this morning to shed some light on global markets, we have Dodge Dorland, Chief Investment Officer at Landa Wealth Management in New York. Thank you for joining us, Dodge. Now, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling rebel MPs in Parliament over Brexit, threatening snap elections if it doesn't go ahead. What would markets hope to see as a best-case scenario, and what would they be fearing most?
Well, good morning. I think at this point, the best case scenario would be that the elections are held and Boris Johnson loses. I think that there's just too much momentum at this point to avoid general elections. The threatening snap elections is really, it looks like it's going to go ahead at this point. It just, every step is undetermined. You can't tell what's going to happen, but bottom line, they're moving towards that. The Prime Minister will be obliged to request an extension by October 19th unless Parliament A, approves a new Brexit deal or signs off on a no deal. I don't think that's going to happen. So there's really high drama. I mean, if you were watching it, you see one member publicly defected to the opposition Liberal Democrats just as Johnson began speaking. So I think it's just going to, we're going to have to play this out. It's more drama, more politics. October 15th probably is a likely date for a new national vote if they get to that point. The government would need two-thirds of Parliament to bring that plan into effect, so we'll have to see if that happens. The real problem is the Irish backstop. There's been no real discussion of that, and that really is what we're concerned most about, because we don't see an easy way for a compromise between Europe and the UK. And so the current polls will indicate a highly uncertain electoral outcome. So we're just going to have to play this one through and be very mindful and watch the steps. And what we're really looking for is an exception to the rule, an exception to the Prime Minister having to request an extension, all that. And it's very hard to keep up. You just have to listen to the news and watch, because there's no way of knowing what the bottom line is going to be. You can determine what the probabilities are, but that's about all we can do at this point.
Dodge, still on Europe, of course, there is a trade war around the world that's going on between US and China. But as far as Europe is concerned, are you afraid of a looming trade war there, especially when you see numbers like Germany having one of the Germany is one of the largest trade surplus countries in the world, right? So will Donald Trump train his eyes on Germany, and how would you allocate your assets then?
I'm not as concerned about the EU-US trade. It matters most. It is by far the biggest single bilateral trade flow in the world, counting exports and imports of goods and services. US-EU bilateral trade exceeded that between US and China by more than 70% last year. So, yes, I am concerned about it. But the US and EU economies are already struggling. They can't afford a trade war at this stage. And in addition to that, they're much more tied together, and the war that's going on is much more trade related, and that's numbers, and that can be even more easily settled than some of the issues that the U.S. has with China. So yes, it is a much more concern, but My goal, what I'm looking at right now is that that trade dispute will be reconciled more easily, more quickly, and to the benefit of both sides relative to what the U.S. and China are going through.
And Dodge, September is historically seen as the worst month for U.S. stocks. Do you think this outlook holds this year? And how should investors manage their equity portfolio in this light?
Yes, it will. It will hold. I mean, the news is out. It's not that the news is good or bad. It's just that the news is uncertain, and markets really don't like uncertainty. And so, it's very well known that September is the worst month. It's when you listen to television over here, it's just been quoted all day long. So, the market expects September to be ugly, and unless the news comes out with more certainty, it will live up to that. So the market will be guilty until proven innocent. And what we're doing, we are invested in gold. Not that it's going to take off and be a big winner, but it is some protection. And right now, because of the uncertainty, gold is doing well. Also, high-yield stocks, utility stocks, real estate investment trusts, are a bigger part of our portfolio than they have been for the last 3 or 4 years. We expect that to continue. There is a small portion of large Dow Jones-type stocks that are favorable, but they're more for trades. In other words, we will take a position in Caterpillar or whatever, and once we have a profit, then we will take the profit. We will not hold for the long term because there's just too much uncertainty. Also, we have been more involved on the short side, particularly with exchange-traded funds, which, if they're positive, are the inverse to what's happening in the markets.
Thank you so much, Dodge. And that was Dodge Dolland, Chief Investment Officer at Landa Wealth Management, talking to us a bit about some of the things that he's looking into. So gold is one, Caterpillar is another in the short term, but also giving us his thoughts on the UK. And the UK is in the spotlight this morning because the UK Tory rebels and opposition MPs have defeated the government in the first stage of their attempt to pass a law designed to prevent a no-deal Brexit.
That's right. There has been about 21 rebel MPs who are voting against Boris Johnson. In fact, there has been a couple of defections of very long-time Conservative Party members. In fact, these are actually shocking defections. So the Commons have voted 328 to 301 to take control of the agenda, meaning that they can bring forward a bill to delay the UK's Brexit date.
So Prime Minister Boris Johnson, in response, said that he will be bringing forward motion for an early general election. So on the other side, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, he said that the bill should be passed before the election was held. In total, we're looking at 21 number of Tory MPs or Conservative MPs, including a number of ex-cabinet ministers joined by opposition parties to defeat the government, and is warned in advance that it would remove, the government warned in advance that it would be removing the whip, expectively expel any MPs who choose to vote against it.
So Johnson has said that the move is going to be handing control of Brexit negotiations to the EU, and it'll bring about more dither, more delay, more confusion. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.